Next speaker is Diane Graves with the Scholarship Committee is up next. So all right. Welcome, Diane Graves, ADA mediator for the Indiana Civil Rights Commission and also our scholarship chairperson. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Let's take a moment and honor our scholars. As those of you who were attending the board meeting will know, we have three excellent candidates this year. A shout out to the Newsline team, to Lee Martin, because they were able to help us acquire a bit more scholarship funding than we had otherwise. So thank you so much for that. We really appreciate that. I'll do just a quick recap of our candidates here, and then I'll tell you who our lucky winner are. We have Sarah LaRose, and Sarah is in biblical studies pursuing her PhD at Gateway University in California. We have Jack Felicic, and Jack is studying systems technology, computer technology at Ball State University. Then we have Donna Williams, and Donna is going to be pursuing a degree in psychology and social work at the University of Indianapolis. So Sarah's been with us for a good while. So most of you know her, and Donna and Jack are both budding Federationists. So these are all amazing candidates. And what we have decided to do as a committee is make a sizable investment in all three of our candidates this year. So we have a total, including the Newsline incentive, we have a total of $1,800. So what we're going to do is split that three ways and give each of our candidates a scholarship of $600. So congratulations, guys. What I want to do now is give them each a chance, just a few seconds to speak. And so let's go ahead and start with Sarah LaRose.
Thank you. I want to say thank you for your support. I have enjoyed all of my time in the Federation and will continue to do so. I appreciated what Dr. Riccobono said, what President Riccobono said about mentoring. My story is a little bit different, but mentoring has played a very important part of my life, and especially because I'm working in a field that is difficult. So I especially appreciate the scholarship, because it will assist me in continuing to work in this field and to continuing mentoring others.
Thank you so much for that, Sarah. Let's hear from Jack Fletcher.
Congratulations, Sarah, first of all. I have been honored 2 for 2 this year. 2 for 2. This is my second year at the convention. I am absolutely floored. I am glad this is going to help a lot in my education for computer information systems. And as Rick Moore was saying, paying it forward for a career to better the world and accessibility and everything like that. So thank you again. The scholarship, I gave my dad a quick call before. I think he wants $599 of it, but that's okay.
Thank you so much for that, Jack. Let's go ahead and hear from Donna Williams.
Congrats, Sarah and Jack, and getting to know you guys. Laron, you did an awesome job with the opening prayer. He and I went to Bosma together. And to everybody, Ron, I mean, all of you are amazing, and it's been an awesome couple days, and I'm thrilled to be a part of this, and I'm humbled, and I thank you all for the help as I return to school. And I think most of you had heard that I was in school to obtain my bachelor's in nursing when my eyes fell apart and I couldn't finish. And so my only child's now in college, and when I went through voc rehab and Bosma and deciding what I wanted to do, my biggest goal was to achieve my bachelor's degree in hearing about mentoring and all of that. And that's exactly right. And that's what I want to get back and to help guide and help others who need it. Where to go and what they need and how to do it. I can't thank you all, please, and how inspiring you all are. And We rule. Blind people rule, let me tell you. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Donna. Congratulations to all of our scholarship winners. I know that we're going to see great things from all of them.